Welcome back. This is Deanna, and my guest the last hour is Chris from Las Vegas. I have been using the Buteyko method of breathing and doing the exercises three times a day. Unless one is talking or eating, she or he should keep their mouth closed and breathe exclusively through their nose. Eating is not a major issue, but talking without breathing through your mouth, if you've been a mouth breather, is the most difficult thing to accomplish while attempting to breathe as one should, which is through your nose. There have been times on the program when there is a void in the conversation, and I ask people to call into the program. It is not that I do not have anything to share. I have plenty to say about a lot of things. It's a matter of remembering to breathe through my nose and talking at the same time. And if I do not breathe through my nose, the results are not good for the rest of the day. So I'm not in a panic mode when I say, hey, call into the program. It's my breathing that's the problem. Chris, welcome. I just thought I would share that.
Very, very much, Anna. I always like to put it that breathing is highly underrated.
Well, yes, it is. And mouth breathing causes asthma. It is the main cause of asthma. And we have so many people who breathe through their mouths. And if you look at people, I started these exercises in June, the end of June. And I was not aware of the situation. Well, this wonderful, wonderful person, Louise, told me about this book, Breathe to Heal. I bought it in December of 2017, but you actually have to read books. You can't gain from them unless you read them. Owning them is insufficient. And but it's been a lifesaver and has been very helpful, but it's really difficult to talk. It's the hardest thing to overcome is to not breathe when you're talking.
Well, it occurs to me that what we breathe these days is radically different and perhaps even potentially more dangerous than what we'd been breathing in the earlier parts of our life before all the deleterious chemicals were spraying and particulated into the air.
Well, see, your nose has a filter, and it warms the air before it gets to your lungs. Your mouth has no filter. You shouldn't breathe through your mouth, and you shouldn't eat through your nose. Your nose is for breathing, and your mouth is for eating. And that's the way it should be. And I never knew that. Never knew that. And it's made all the difference in the world, except when talking. I have sometimes lately in my notes, I put a red bold B at the end of phrases to remind me to breathe. Isn't that ridiculous? But that's what I do.
I suppose that provides a certain amount of humor to those that see you.
Why is that? No.
Well,
no. In my notes for my program.
Oh, in your notes. I thought you said your nose.
No. I figured you misunderstood me. In my notes for my program, I put a bold red B to remind me to take a breath. Because otherwise I just keep talking, and while I'm talking, I'm breathing through my mouth, which is the worst thing to do. Okay, well, now you called into the program last week, and we weren't able to take your call, but you said you had some things that were relevant to our guest last week. And our guest last week talked about a similar thing as our first guest today. So perhaps you could share what you were going to say last week. You had some documents or some information that you wanted to share.
Well, as I recall, it's been a little while, and things are pretty crazy in my life, having to defend against all the different false accusations and attacks. I've been attacked by every agency of government, from the feds on down to the local entities, because of my advocacy and advocatism. So I studied law quite a lot, and there were some things that I'm having a difficult time recalling the context that provoked me to wanting to call in that time. I apologize. But I remember it had something to do with, as I recall, I think it might have been with organ transplants and taking or harvesting organs and things of that nature. But there's a potentiality that could have been a different topic. So if you'll shake my brain cells and rattle them around a little bit, maybe I can come up with the right answer.
Last week we had Christina Gehrke on the program and Marie White. And Marie was she had a child that was abducted. She was our second guest. She was on the last hour. And Christina Gehrke talked about, let me give you some specifics. it is interesting. I keep records of all my guests and what they talk about. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, you can go back to October 23rd and my very first program. And see who I had on my website. Now, she was a teacher, and she was a public health and safety advocate, and she talked about her daughter's prescription drug-induced deaths. She lost her daughter at a very, very early age. She was taking drugs. She got akathisia. And it's just a very, very sad situation that she experienced with her daughter. And does that ring a bell?
It does, in fact, and very clearly. And I apologize for being a little lackadaisical and recalling it quickly for you. Like I said, I've been very busy in my life, but I do remember very specifically now. She was talking about
Natalie.
The fourth generation. Yes, Madeline, just
Natalie.
Like the one in Natalie, yes, beautiful name. And, you know, we don't mean to be insensitive and not recalling the names of the loved ones that have been lost to this devastating assault on life, this mass murder, they like to call. They got the Planned Parenthood, you've got the psychiatric trade, psychiatry, sorry for noise in the background. You also have things that are just really insane, like you were talking about earlier with the forced medications and psychotropic meds to so-called cure people and get them over things when they're giving them multiple different doses of stuff. When we look at the law that pertains to this, of course, our law has been so perverted and the activist judiciary, the extreme court with the activist judiciary sitting up putting these diabolical decisions is just really out of control. we have gotten away from the natural law, the Creator, and they're delving into areas they really have no responsibility to be in, and government really is supposed to be protecting us from these things, but it's become our enemy and become weaponized against us about every agency of government. But there are a couple of cases that people should be aware of, and the first one I think that you want to call attention to would be called GE Incorporated versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceutical Incorporated. And that is where they conceived of what they called the Daubert analysis, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, a French name. Basically, under Federal Rule of Evidence 702, for qualification of an expert witness, so-called, they call for evidence in order to be considered to be evidentiary and of value in the federal courts to meet those three prongs of observability, measurability, and repeatability in order to be considered evidentiary. Under peer review, third-party peer review, that's not somebody that's bought and paid for to be a professor to, for the medical community to tell whatever lies that support it or hide whatever truths of dangers of so-called medications or more likely injections and poisons in a lot of cases. There may be a few that do people good things, but anymore it's become very perilous going to the people that wear white lab coats that try to convince us that they're there to help us when they may be more interested in helping themselves and particularly financially enjoying unjust, egregious enrichment, irrespective of the actual effects that these so-called medications have on people. I think there are a lot of secrets hidden with a lot of the words that they use throughout our so-called English or Anglish, more correctly, language. English meaning bent or twisted man, specifically, although now they call it English language. We have to pay attention to what we're saying and how we speak things, but more importantly, into that Daubert analysis, in order to meet that three-prong test, if it doesn't meet that three-prong test by a third-party peer-reviewed oversight gatekeeper, if you will, or the courts ensuring that the so-called expert is truly qualified as a professional, and that GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceutical has a progeny or an offspring case that was cited by the Supreme Court called Kumho Tire Company, K-U-M-H-O, Kumho Tire Company Incorporated versus Carmichael, C-A-R-M-I-C-H-A-E-L. That was a case, curiously, about tires and experts also in that particular industry of the manufacturing tires. And I actually have built tires at an element of my life for a few years from the inner liner, which is basically takes the place of a tube that we used to use in tires and still in some cases do in bicycles and other pneumatic devices, all the way up to the white walls, the inner liners, the beads, those are the metal and reinforcements that keep it on the wheel and keep it from coming off, that have metal bands strung through them. And but that's kind of esoteric and sidebar, not relevant to our conversation. But what they said in Kumho Tire about the experts was they had called psychiatrists and psychologists, I think, to determine the state of mind of the people that were in the car that had the accident that the case was about. And they had suggested the psychiatrist this and that. And they challenged the psychiatry and psychologist on their qualifications because everything in the DSM, DSM-4 and 5, I have read them. And I can tell you that they are all subjective, interpretive, and inquivatory, meaning that they can manipulate and twist the facts in the book because everything is, well, it could do this, or it may do that, or it could have this outcome, or, you know, they beat around the bush. They never give you any ironclad, nailed-down aspects because they can't, because there is no measurement that you can take, no test you can give to determine so-called mental competency, because competency itself is, in fact, a very vague and ambiguous word that has no specific definition to reach to the level of constitutional specificity for the least sophisticated individual to have any pretension of perception of what the word actually means, because it's so undefinable, nebulous, and vague. And this is what we find when we read the DSM 4 and 5, that there are no ironclad facts.
Well, most people probably are never going to read the DSM 4 and 5, and it's very subjective and created by a committee. But in court, what was the outcome of the court?
Well, they said that psychiatry and psychology do not reach the test of evidentiary value because there was no measurability, repeatability, okay, or observability, because of the financial and other self-interest, sometimes trips and programs, kickbacks, or free this, prescribing their drugs that are supposed to be to help the patients, but when they really are taking predatory advantage of the patients to help themselves and to enjoy the egregious unjust enrichments, the kickbacks, the trips, the accommodation to the doctors for promoting their drugs. And the Supreme Court said that because psychiatry and psychology and so-called mental healing does not rise to the level of evidentiary, it's therefore near pseudoscience, or as the Supreme Court said, witch doctrine in that particular case. Their words, not my words, I'm merely relating what the case said. I will observe, though, it seems that there may be, we're told in the scriptures, we're not supposed to move the tombstones or the marker stones that have been set as monuments for time and eternity, but there's some strong suggestions, in my estimation, that the Supreme Court is factually, not the Supreme Court, but some of the judges and stuff, they appear to be erasing some of the long, troubling textual language from cases that are posted online because they're very precarious for those who actually read those things and bring these troubling and disturbing facts to the perpetration of the myth of the efficacy of psychiatry, psychology, mental healing, and some other pseudosciences, that they really have no basis or foundation to propound their usefulness as evidence or their expert attitudes.
Right.
I will.
Speaking of court, I want to just touch briefly on the Kavanaugh situation, which you may or may not. I think everybody's familiar with what is going on. But the problem is that all of that evidence, or all of the claim itself that was brought by Ford, should have been presented to the executive committee on the Senate. It should have been investigated, but instead, it was revealed to the entire public. And now it's being judged. Now the public is judging Kavanaugh and his ability to be on the Supreme Court based on something that happened 36, 37 years ago that never should have been made public without it being investigated first. And so the Senate broke its own rules by allowing it to go public. And the other thing that's very interesting is that if you look back at some of the high school yearbooks, we find out that this lady, Christine Ford, was... okay, we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All righty, we are back, and we have Chris from Las Vegas on the phone. And I just brought up the Kavanaugh situation. And I just in the chat room, I just said Kavanaugh accuser. If you search in your search engine for Kavanaugh accuser, high school yearbooks reveal drunken sex parties and male dancers. And so she made this claim 36 or 37 years ago, never told anybody about it. And apparently, all of the high school yearbooks that reveal these drunken sex parties, extreme racism, adult male dancers, and more disappeared from the internet. And so all of this is very suspicious. I think, of course, he should be confirmed. And they are simply attempting to try him in the public arena, which in the environment of the public arena is pretty hostile. And of course, you have all your Hollywood people weighing in, and even some of the senators. Susan Collins from Maine, she should be reprimanded for what she said. There are other people who said that one of the ladies said that the men should just shut up and sit down or whatever. So we'll take some calls on this. Feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. Chris, what are your views on this?
Well, I've got several perspectives. I've listened to it, and of course, we know that Frankenstein set on this.
Oh, she's terrible. Go ahead.
For quite a while. Not to mention that she had a Chinese undercover spy as her driver for 20-something years and claimed she didn't know. That's trouble. Now, I will tell you that there are some aspects to Kavanaugh's past that, not talking about this frivolity of these alleged claims of so-called sexual attempts to dally at that age, although it appears that Doctor of Psychology Christine Ford, who's pretty artful at inventing stories by her engagement in her craft of psychiatry, of psychology as the case may be, and like you say, spoilating or erasing evidence to do damage control and CYA to try to remove the dangerous true nature of her past as being sort of a sex tart in high school and college. Not that that makes her all bad, I guess, but it certainly brings into question the credibility, the veracity of her so-called allegations against Kavanaugh. However, speaking about Kavanaugh, I'm a little suspect of him myself, and I am, of course, very suspect about the attacks from the left-wing extreme on him, but being the fact that he went to a Jesuit school, he, in fact, was appointed by Bush or the Bush cabal, and I think, if I remember correctly, he was involved in the Vince Foster cover-up of the murder of Vince Foster by the Hillary Clinton cabal and, of course, Bill Baby. And these were some very troubling aspects, you know, but he's been a pretty Puritan, and he's been involved in girls' coaching of basketball and other league activities and stuff, and seems to have turned the corner, at least in the appearance of his professional life, for quite a number of years. So we might consider that might be not relevant. However, if he can be proved to have aided and abetted the cover-up of a murder for the Clintons, then that would make him culpable, liable, and suitable, and particularly responsible for it as an aider and abettor at the very least. So there are a lot of different perceptions that are operant in this particular circumstance that deserve to be critically examined. I don't dispute, but this last-ditch Hail Mary of the Mary cult practices of trying to bring something dangerously incriminating and implying all sorts of sexual innuendo about this fellow who's trying to be confirmed because they're fearful of his positions in the Supreme Court, notwithstanding his Roman slant to Roman canon ethics in the judiciary and going through judge-made law as opposed to the actual strict constitutional perspectives that we would like to see carried through, all very strongly call for some examination. But I think the witch hunt and the character assassination based upon the pretextual claims of a very unreliable, conflicted, and in fact, I think she worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign and did some other things that were pretty dubious as to whether she's a fair, neutral, unreliable party to have any actual reliability as a credible witness that doesn't have bias and conflicts out the kazoo is pretty preposterous.
Indeed. I was just looking at his history, and of course everybody has one, but he was with George W. Bush. He was a senior associate counsel and associate counsel to the president. I wonder how many of them that there were. I don't know. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I think I hear the music. Yep. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility? as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. It's Las Vegas on the phone. And someone in the chat room just posted a meme image of Teddy Kennedy. And it says, if only Kavanaugh had gotten drunk, killed the young woman, and left her under a bridge, we could let this pass. Perfect, right?
Well, nothing like association with somebody that was a known murderer of Mary Jo Kopechne. I guess yes. It was just unfortunate that they drove off that bridge and she didn't make it out alive, and in spite of the fact that she was pregnant. The deviosity of the left is certainly stunning. Oh, there's a wonderful video up. I think it was this morning, I watched it maybe last night. Judge Jeanine Pirro annihilates Feinstein. And she pointed out that this is a total all-out assault on the rule of law of America.
Right.
And denying fundamental due process of law, substantial justice, no probable cause, no reasonable suspicion. They have an unsubstantiated hearsay claim of a very dubious so-called victim. I'm not sure who the real victim here is. I think we're all a victim of a mass deception. I'm not convinced this is not just grandiose theater of a communist show trial perspective on the global stage to distract us from what's really going on behind the scenes, if I had to guess at it.
Well, it certainly is. It was not handled legally by the Senate Executive Committee. But there's a lot of idiosyncrasies We were talking earlier, or maybe I was just thinking earlier, that about abortion. And the very same group that is totally against abortion, absolutely totally against abortion, see nothing wrong with giving their children or insisting on mandatory vaccinations that have aborted fetal tissue in it. Now yes.
I have to take a little bit of exception. I'm kind of a purist, and I don't think that calling murdering babies abortion is the proper thing to do. We should identify as it really is. If we're going to murder babies, let's just talk about it out in the open. If we're going to sell baby parts all around the world and use it to make vaccinations or cosmetics or put it in hamburgers or whatever else they do with it to create the pretext that we're all a bunch of cannibalistic maniacs that want to eat dead baby flesh and drink blood like Hillary Clinton, I think we probably should be a little more critical about our definitions.
That's probably true.
But this using baby parts, I get a little nervous when they talk about embryonic research and stem cells and so on and so forth. Yeah, they may have some effects, but I'm not convinced that that's exactly what the Creator had on his mind about proper behavior.
No. I really don't think so.
Well, and do we really know what they put in things? I mean, we had thoughts about Pepsi and Coke using some of these so-called baby parts of whatever fashion they were putting them in there. Like you say, in some of the injections for infection that they use, notwithstanding the adjuvants and the thimerosals and monkey vaccines and
aldehyde. Mercury.
Are we supposed to shoot this stuff up in our veins? I think the street drugs are probably safer than the stuff they're getting from the murderers in white lab coats.
Interesting. Well, if anybody wants to weigh in on the Kavanaugh situation, feel free to call 800-313-9443. And I understand that... Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say... There has been almost 24/7 news coverage debating this situation six ways from Sunday, up one side, down the other, and a few other directions we probably shouldn't even talk about, because they're actually doing a critical anal examination of the whole thing, a body cavity search of everybody connected with this thing, and I think it's pretty salacious in my estimation.
Indeed. Yes.
Have pretty large cojones to run for office these days.
Well, you have to be pretty well connected to although he's not running for office, he was certainly appointed, you have to be well connected to even become a politician. And and you have to also be able to lie very well. And the thing about all of the commercials that I see on TV about, and they're running them quite a few now, is that I doubt that anybody really goes to the website of the particular politician and actually looks at the history to see what they actually believe. And I'm sure that there are some sincere people who want to get into politics thinking that they can change the system and thinking that they can go out to Washington and make things better. They usually get out there and find out that you have to go along to get along. And then they typically come home a lot wealthier than when they left. And that certainly has been the case of some politicians that come from my area of the country. Dennis Hassert, for one, who's also got himself into some very deep trouble in other areas even before he left.
Are you forgetting to breathe again?
I've had a bad time here the last hour.
It's my position that many of these people, you know, we all go through different stages in life. I think the Chinese I Ching teaches there are four different stages in life. And, you know, whenever you start looking towards the, when you're getting farther along those stages and maybe into the last stage, as some of us might be, and I think maybe I am, your perspective changes, your perception assessment, or deception as the case may be, can be radically shifted from when you're a young person. We're often overcome with different hormones and substances, dalliances, temptations. Learning our way through life as best we can, muddling through on this semi-spheroid planet, can be a very testy situation, and you never know what you might grow up to be. You know, I never knew I would be growing up to be an advocate and an activist and speaking out against corruption. And, you know, I've worked in law enforcement as a law enforcer, and I tried to be a protect and serve. That's kind of why I got into it in the first place, was I had been mistreated as a youth by thuggy cops with no basis whatsoever, pushing kids around and being semi-brutal with them. And, you know, not that they beat us up, but just pushing us up and terrorizing us and so on and so forth for no thing other than their purient interest was a little outside the pale and the scope of where they were supposed to be, I thought. And I thought I might make a difference and do something better. That's what promoted me to get in law enforcement in the first place. But now I've become an advocate for honest law enforcement and honest government, and that's made me a targeted individual by shining the light of truth, sunshine being the best sterilant for corruption, because usually when you turn on the lights at night, the roaches run away, and they've certainly done that, and the stuff with the Podestas, the James Elefantes, the Jeffrey Epsteins, the Weinsteins, and all these other pedophiles around and Evelyn DeRothschild. Well, it is. You start doing this, you put a big red target on your head, and they've tried to kill me twice already, so I'm pretty well accustomed to it. I don't want to die, but they surely seem hell-bent on doing away with me and shutting me down for putting out the truth of this diabolical demonica that we see running on the face of the planet these days.
Well, people have told me that I've been targeted, and I've certainly, I think that I have been from time to time, but there's also other things. I had some computer issues, and it was a matter of getting the cable company out and getting a changing some equipment a little bit, and things got better, and We can't think that everything bad that happens to us is because we're talking too much. But then again, you can't not consider that.
Well, when you're dealing with the principalities of evil, they will go to no ends to shut down the truth, to obliterate it, to suppress it, oppress it, tamper with you. They can do cyber warfare, cyber attacks, hack attacks, just annoying you to death by putting all sorts of esoteric and odd and mysterious noises on the phone that sound like they could be coincidental or just a bad connection or going through the cells. You can't really figure out where it is. That was part of the deregulation scheme. That way there's plausible deniability as to who's really responsible for keeping the lines clear and getting you a good signal. And, you know, but whenever you see it happening over and over in the similar interruptions, the style of tampering, hacking that occurs. And of course, the government runs hack squads and hack con here in Las Vegas to recruit fresh talent to help them carry out their diabolic schemes of suppression of information.
Right. Well, my email, maybe a year and a half ago, was just hacked repeatedly. And then, excuse me, a very dear person set up a private situation for me. That's why it went from Deanna@Spingola.com to Deanna@Spingola.email. And I thank that person from the bottom of my heart for doing that for me. And it certainly, I've not been hacked, and I feel more secure that way, because they were sending out all kinds of emails. And, oh, it was hard. It was absolutely terrible. So I think that there are bad things that can happen to people that aren't necessarily because they're targeted. But then again, you have to just consider all the possibilities and look at things, each occurrence as it occurs.
Well, Dan, I can tell you, being at the spear point of what I perceive, and I'm pretty darn sure about my observations and analysis of it, that we're on the edge of the second or perhaps third Bolshevik revolution here in America. I've had my home stolen from me by corrupt judges. My family's been destroyed. I had a very valuable collectible automobile stolen at many different gunpoints from my home. The car was worth about $50,000 on a sham legal fictitious so-called specialty assessment lien generated by in-house agents of the zoning agent, which law of agency, they can't notarize their own stuff and then switch positions and play like they're different people anytime at all. It's just really the bizarre for them to do this stuff, and denied a jury trial when I paid for a jury trial to keep me from getting the evidence onto the record of the deviosity and the criminality this county and state and the federal governments carry out against me. When you are a targeted individual and they're trying to drive you to violence or suicide or homicide so they can have the pretext of plausible deniability when they come out to actually murder you or Mosadicide you or some other way of having you have an apparent accident, it's a pretty dangerous time, and America is in a really dangerous time. In my observation, this is going on all over, and this is exactly the same thing that happened in ancient Egypt, it happened in ancient Israel, it happened with the Pharisees and Rome, and it's happening in all over the planet right now with different groups of people. They're being run off their lands.
That's true, particularly in South Africa. They're not even giving them money for what the land is worth. They're just saying, go, and you still owe this much money on your land. But one person that has been was targeted, and that somebody just mentioned in the chat room, is Thomas Rogers. he was exposing something really terrible regarding trailers that people lived in, and he went to Washington and was exposing that the system was not set up correctly, so that people were being poisoned, and they attacked him, and he's now blind, and he was a physician,
and that was Gaslighting America. Sorry, I didn't mean to walk on you.
Go ahead.
I think his website is Gaslighting America. And I have the greatest appreciation, respect, and love for that man, for what he's turned out. And those policies that were intentionally dangerous and deadly to people, they're being built into mobile homes and trailers that require the unconscionable placement of exhaust and intakes too close together to meet common sense separation to give safe air coming into a place till it'll recirculate and bring in the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide that are sucked in through improper intakes is so diabolically insane. And to have the EPA and some of the other agencies of government forcing these policies to be implemented and these places to be built in this idiotic, very devious and demonic methodology to defy common sense and good mechanical engineering planning science is just absolutely stupid at the very least, and it should be felony criminal at the very worst, I think, and those people should be held accountable for this.
Now his website is gassingamerica.com, licensedtokill.us, and manufacturedmurder.com. But his main one is gassingamerica.com. I'll post those in the chat room.
I misspoke. Thanks for correcting me. I was close, but it's been a while since I've heard from him from Utah. And, you know, he used to call in the shows that I was on. And I greatly appreciated his knowledge. You know, he's appeared as a medical expert and a scientific expert in a number of cases when they tried to claim that parents were at fault and being improper, and they wanted to take the children under pretext that they were doing something wrong to the children, when really it was the design, the misdesign, the malfeasance, the intentional, malicious design of these systems in a very dangerous fashion.
Okay, we're going to cut to a break. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Chris from Las Vegas with us, and we also have a caller, Susie from Arkansas. Susie, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Susie.
How's everybody today?
Good, and you?
Great.
I'm okay, thank you. You know, just the other day I was thinking about Tom Rogers, and I have not heard him call in on any of the shows in a long time. And I was real curious if he was still okay.
He's okay.
You're sure? Okay.
Yeah, then I feel better. Just chatted with him, talked to him today. So.
Oh, great. Okay, and I think his website or one of them was just Gassing America.
Right.
And anyway, I was very concerned about him, and just interesting how you're talking about him today, and he shows up because I was concerned.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay.
You know, Deanna, I'm not any great brain. I'm just a common sense guy. I've studied a lot and learned a lot and provided some gifts and some guidance from above. But when we look around and observe what's really going on in the world, we have to be aware that these so-called agencies of government that are all private for private profits corporations do not have our best interest at heart. They have their own self-interest. And the financial interest they have of selling out to whoever will pay them for the best so-called science that they can pay for to promote their ideas, irrespective of whether it's healthy, dangerous, or deadly to us, seems to be a very serious problem with the so-called system. It's insane that, you know, these are things that I observe, but when we look around and we see the design of those trailers that Tom talks about with their improper placed intake and exhaust, I have observed the same thing in the GE so-called reactor systems, and we rely on the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Association, or whatever they call it, to inspect these things when I don't think they have our interest at all, and I think it may have been taken over by anti-American agencies, and I'm not sure that they weren't originally devised at Government Electric or MIL's Electric or whatever the G stands for, and the design of those particular reactor cells, like the ones at Fukushima and other leaking all around America, weren't originally designed to fail, or at least given the illusion and the pretext that they were designed to fail, and may have been tampered with and have sleeper programs hidden with them that can be actuated or deactuated because of the special proprietary access of the so-called inspectors and service people who are explicitly qualified and selected particularly that may not have America's best interest at heart or GE's best interest, and they really have weaponized many aspects of our whole society, the
including the weather.
Government.
Just look what's going on on the East Coast.
That's the whole aspect of democracy that was put forth in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. There's a fellow who claims he wrote that. Should be able to say his name, but I'm missing it. I hear the music. I think we're at the
I
end.
Do too. My goodness. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much. Hope it was
thank you. And thank you, listeners.
Indeed. God bless America. The Constitution of the Republic of Indiana.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. And thank you, listeners. We'll visit next week. Bye till then.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.